A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. And this is Gibbs Dube. I am in Maryland, and my colleague, Marvelous Mtanganya Uye, is in Washington. Marvelous.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. I'm Marvelous Mtanganya Uye, reporting here from Washington, D.C., because of the coronavirus pandemic, which is ravaging the world and Zimbabwe. As you know, this is a pre-recorded program, so we will be coming in from time to time. The figures we may be sharing here might have changed by the time you actually watch the show. So Zimbabwe currently has 46 people that have tested positive for the coronavirus and for death. But there's also good news. There are 18 recoveries, those that have actually caught the coronavirus and actually survived from the virus. What does it look like worldwide, Gibbs?
So when you look at the figures worldwide, Marvelous, there are 4,731,987 cases as we speak right now. There may be more than now, you know, more than that, because the, you know, figures are increasing every minute. So then out of these people, 315,496 have actually died. And some have recovered. There are about 1 million people that have actually recovered. In USA, we have 1,486,742 cases, and out of these, 89,564 people have died. As you said, Marvelous, there are 46 cases in Zimbabwe, 18 recoveries, and 4 deaths. So it seems as if the number of people that are contracting coronavirus COVID-19 is increasing in Zimbabwe. So as we speak right now, we know that there are serious issues in Zimbabwe concerning the alleged abduction of 3 MTC activists by suspected state security agents. And there's a lot of there are a lot of things that are going on. And so now I guess we've got the father of one of the women, but we'll go back to that later on. So Zulukandaba Lingani Njani, Lapel Kona, Chinaspil Lapa Gemina. He said Maryland, omunye wami uMavelas Mhlanganya uye useWashington DC. Ngenxa yecoronavirus COVID-19 asebenzele emahofisini silapha ngekhaya. Kodwa ke siyaliphakulela khonokho elifisa ukuthi libe kwazi ngecoronavirus COVID-19. So lamuntu asikhuluma khonokho ukuthi ke umhlaba wonke jikelele sokulabantu 4 million abedlula 4 million asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo. Kuthi abedlula 300,000 singathi 315,000 sebebhubhile. Kuzobuya e-USA sebedlula uzobefika phose 1.5 million. Abalomkhuhlane lo asebebhubhile bafika phose ikhulu 89,564. La ma-figures Marvelous wanikwa iJohns Hopkins University. Kwele Zimbabwe 46 abantu asebegula umkhuhlane lo, 18 asebesilile, 4 babhubha. Kunjalo ke Marvelous, sungangena khonapho.
Aiwa, kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu. Nhasi tiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa zviri kuitika munyika uyezve pasi rose panyaya yechirwere checoronavirus kana kuti COVID-19. Pari zvino munyika mune vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi vanosvika ivo 36. Tiri kuona pane vanhu vana, 4 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Uyezve panewo nhau yakanaka iri kutambirwa yekuti pane vanhu vanosvika 18 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi checoronavirus vakakwanisa kunge vachichikunda. Saka ndozvo zvatichange tiri kuziva ipo panapa. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti pasi rose pakamira sei panyaya iyoyi yedambudziko rechirwere checoronavirus. Tinoona kuti imo muno muAmerica ndimo muri kuti netsei panyaya iyoyi yeuwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi checoronavirus. Munzvimbo yakadai seNew York ndo yaita epicenter kana kuti nzvimbo iri kuwanikwa iyo ine vanhu vakawanda vari kubatwa nechirwere ichochi checoronavirus. Totarisa pasi rose kune zvatiri kubva kutambira kubva kuJohn Hopkins University. Imo muno muAmerica vari kuti ivo pasi rose pane vanhu 4.7 million vakabatwa nechirwere ichochi, 315,000 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Asi muAmerica matiri imo muno pane vanhu 1.4, nearly 1.5 million vabatwa nechirwere ichochi. Uyezve vanhu 89,000 zvichidaudzira vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura. Tichange tiri kukurukura zvakare pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Tichitarisa isu nyaya yekupambwa kuri kunzi kwakaitwa mamwe madzimai matatu ebato reMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa. Asa kando shunga shatikange triku kukura ipo pano. Uye shu tineba, tinaba abave vamwe ve awo waka pamba. Vachange varu kukurukura nesu. Tichuone sana kuti zvaka mira sei pari zvino. Varu kunaya ere. Asipane na urwa ya varu kutaura kutipanjumbo iri kuchengetezwa pachipatara apa. Nasi pamuka paine mapurisa nevanhu vakawanda. Asi baba vemumwe waka pamba. Vachange varu kutaura nesu. Vachitudza isu kuti zviri kufamba sei pari zvino uyezve zviri kusangana ne mwana wavo uyezve nevamo vari kunzi ivo vari muchipatara pari zvino. Saka zvimwe zvinhu zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano tichionesana nenyanzvi nevamwewo panyaya iyo yechirwere checorona virus kuti chirwere ichi vanhu vari kukurudzirwa ivo kuti ngavagare kudzimba ngavapfeke mamaski. Saka tichange tiri kunzwa kuti saka pari zvino zvakamira sei. Panyaya iyoyi uyezve tinoona kuti muZimbabwe pari zvino nyika yakapuwa iyo mavhiki maviri kana kuti 14 days vakatakaudzwa isu kuti nyika iri pakuvharwa indefinitely zvinoreva kuti pamavhiki maviri ega ega mutungamiri wenyika anenge achizoya achitaura kuti zvakamira sei. Tanga tichangobva nyika yeZimbabwe kunge yanga yakapuwa 14 days asi pano vari kutaura ivo mutungamiri wenyika kuti vachange vari kutarisa every 2 weeks kuti vovhura nyika here kana kuti kwete. Ndozvatiri kutaura kids.
Kunjalo ke Marvelous, so ke siyabona kuti kukhona okunenge okwenzakalayo Zimbabwe omuhle uye kwangkhona kuti phela iZimbabwe sokule extension khonako okuthiwa yi-lockdown. So sokuthiwa ku-indefinite. So singazi ukuthi indefinite kutho ukuthi sokumtshokotsho vele ukuthi akusalungiswa asikwazi. So ke engibonayo ke ukuthi kuyahlala kunjalo. Njalo kuthiwa kuyabe kureviewa after every 2 weeks kutsho ukuthi kuyahanjwa sibili singazi abantu bevalelwe khonapho ukuthi kabasuze bebhonkolwe kumbe bazabhonkolwa na. So ke Mabula site an exclusive interview with the Deputy Minister of Information and that is Mr. Energy Mutodi. He was talking about the alleged abduction of the 3 MTC women who include Johanna Mamombe, who is the Harare West Member of Parliament, Cecilia Chimbiri, and then Nesai Marova. So according to the Deputy Minister, these people are faking abductions. So let's listen to what he said about all this.
Of things that are happening in Zimbabwe.
So, sorry. So let's hear him saying something about some of this.
There is a lot of things that are happening in Zimbabwe. And one of these things is an opposition which has failed on the election front to win an election. It started with Morgan Tsvangirai himself. He couldn't win an outside majority to form a government. And that led to that GNU. That legacy has continued with Chamisa as well. He has failed to win the hearts of the Zimbabwean people. He has failed to convince them that he can be a leader, an alternative leader against ZANU-PF. Now, the opposition and other enemies of the government, they are now coming up with some strategies that can then entail the international community to fight the Zimbabwean government directly, seeing that on the election front they cannot achieve a regime change. So these abductions are being used by opposition leaders to ensure that the government has a bad image, government is seen as torturing its citizens and breaking international law. And they hope that this will trigger international powers or foreign powers like the U.S. And other hostile countries into not only imposing more sanctions, but also deciding on a military intervention against Zimbabwe. And they are entertaining these hopes, hoping that one day there will be a military intervention by foreign countries in Zimbabwe, something which we know is never going to happen. What we are doing as a government is that we have stood with the constitution. We are working with every Zimbabwean who is willing to work with us. We are working with every international partner or any state which is willing to engage and work with us. So these fake abductions, they started, of course, were with the comedians. Those, I don't remember their names. We come to doctors, that Mabombe as well. They were all those stories. And they continue now with an MDCMG. Saying they've been abducted. What these people are doing is that they are faking these abductions they do their demonstrations, of course, in a very dangerous situation of the COVID-19. So they do that. They check themselves around in the countryside. They put bruises on their bodies, and then they start alleging that they've been abducted by the government, so that the government has a bad image and is criticized by international players. So this is something that is now well known. If there were some people, they were going to stop this and cooperate with the government.
There you are, Marvelous. This claiming that these people are faking. They go to the rural areas there and then injure themselves and claim that they've been abducted by state security agents. You know, I pressed him in this interview to explain why he was saying that. And then he said, you know what, they can't even arrest anybody because they are fake abductions. So they are fake people being implicated. And he went further to say, it seems as if it's coming from their principals. You know, and I said, no. But imagine you going into the bush there, injuring yourself. Is that possible? And then he described these people as comedians, as actors, so that some outsiders will intervene militarily in Zimbabwe. There we are. So, Zulukandaba, 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 Kuluma, Utige, Lababa, Obatuba Tunjiwe, Bakamba Manga, Nabantuba Funuti, Ele Zimbabwe, Ungenele, Ibuto, Lemeliga, Unokchene. So, as soon as Uti, the Lapel Kona, the Gutolanjan, Gunoka Kulmileo, Zulavanya Civil, Manguabas, or Disokumal side. So, a marvelous Kunjan.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna va energy kutodi vehurumende zanopf vanga vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pekupambwa kwakaitwa madzimai matatu ebato reMDC inotungamirwa nava Nelson Chamisa. Tikona apo vakataura na Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 vamutodi vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti zvakaitika izvi manyepo vari kuti ivo vana ava vanogona kunge vakangozvitora ivo vakazviendesa kunzvimbo yavakazowanikwa. Vari kutaura ivo kuti vanofungidzira kuti izvi zviri kuitwa nebato rinopikisa kuitira kuti avo vakatemera nyika yeZimbabwe zvirango vagowanikwa vachidzoka zvakare vachiunza mauto nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka kutaurawo kwavamutodi uku semunhu anga avhunzwa kuti munoona sei sehurumende yeZimbabwe nyaya yekupambwa kwemadzimai ava. Vabva vataura ivo kuti nyanya mudare muzvare Joana Mamombe vataura ivo kuti vanga vari pane vanhu ava nekuti vari kufungidzira ivo kuti vamutodi vanoti vanofungidzira kuti hurumende dzekunze dzikaona izvi zvichiitika dzingazogona zvakare kuwanikwa dzichiisa zvirango zveupfumi panyika yeZimbabwe. Saka maonero avo aya ekuti ivo semaonero avo vanofungidzira kuti zvakaitika izvi hazvina kuitika pachokwadi. Asi sekutaura kwataita tange tiri kuenderera mberi tichizeya tichiona kuti zvakamira sei panyaya iyoyi yekupambwa kwemadzimai matatu ayo. Panguva yapo nyika yese nepasi rose vari kurwisa chirwere checovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Gibbs.
Yeah, before we go to Mr. Chimbiri, I think we are trying to get him and we've got him, but there are still some few things that we have to work out. We've got another guest, and that is Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga. Is a Zimbabwean based in South Africa, and he's been watching all these things happening in Zimbabwe. Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Yes, Chi, how are you, brother?
No, very fine. So, Mr. Mhlanga, we see that there's a lot of there are a lot of things happening in Zimbabwe, and one of those things is the alleged abduction of those MTC women. What's your take on that?
Mr. Gibbs, I think you and me, we know the politics in Zimbabwe, so no need really to dwell much on that on my side, because I don't know, but what this other man was saying, with the people went out in the bush to injure themselves, and then claim to have been abducted, it's a bit awkward, yeah? I don't know. There is also this other question probably that maybe a lot might have. Uti, who actually found these people?
So apparently it's the father, lawyers, and some MTC activists were actually called by villagers to say there are people who were dumped at the shopping center in Pindura South.
So just there are people who were dumped at the shopping center and Well, it's a bit awkward, the situation. I'm not saying what they were abducted or they were not abducted. I still have a question myself. Mm-hmm. How were these people abducted? Because it is said that they were demonstrating. Obviously, there weren't two of them only. I mean, three of them. Ne?
Mm-hmm.
There were some other people. So when they were abducted, where was the other crowd now?
So they, I think the police have to explain that.
Yeah. You see, this is where we are not certain as to where the other crowd was and what was the reaction and after that what happened. But also on the other hand, why would the police also have a different statement at first? Then next thing, the Minister of Information is saying this. At first it is said the police admitted that those people were arrested and were at the police station. So then later on, like they changed the statement. Then now nobody knows where those people went and so forth. The whole thing, you know, is actually full of faults. But somehow something happened to these ladies, of course. If at one stage the police said they were at the police station, that means somebody within the military organizations or intelligence organizations took those people to the police station. Then from there, what happened? This is the question now. What happened to them after they were taken from the police station?
Then
you hear this statement that they are faking what? It's strange, Gibbs. Yeah?
Yeah, okay. So hold on, Mr. Mklanga there. Let me bring back Marvelous Mklanga. Now we've got Mr. Henry Chimiri. So, Marvelous, go ahead. You can ask a question to Mr. Chimiri, then I'll put you through.
I want to send a tukona usitavana wa Henry Chimiri Baba, the mumwe akawani kwa iya chipambra, pamadzimai matatu, akapambra ve MDC, baturu notunga miru, wanava Nelson Chamisa. Saka wa Chimiri, tunoku chingamiza ipachurongwa, mwana wavo ndiye Cecilia Chimiri akapambwa iye nemumwe anonzi Netsai Marava na Mudare Justina Mamo Johanna Mamombe. Saka regai tiende kuna vachimbiri tichiti vachimbiri mukati tsanangurwa kuti kwakamira sei ikoko panyaya yeutano wemwana wenyu Cecilia.
Mr. Chimiri, can you hear us? Hello, Mr. Chimiri, can you hear me? So apparently I think maybe something happened to him. I was hearing him all along. I think then something happened. So anyway, let's proceed, Marvelous, and then I think his phone is going to be activated. So it is in a spot where the network comes.
Yeah, he's actually, I spoke to him earlier, and he said actually that he's actually at the hospital, but he said there was a lot of drama at the hospital today because his daughter was taken from her hospital room, and she was taken, I think, to get x-rays done. But the other two ladies did not know that she had been taken, so they started panicking because the police are also saying that they also want to start interviewing them, all three of them there at the hospital. But I hope that we'll be able to get him so he can come and explain. But he was saying the network is bad, but he would like to continue talking about the fate of the three ladies so that their story is not forgotten, because he says the situation is very bad from where he was today.
Yeah, so I think we'll try him as we go, but you can proceed. Maybe pose a question to Mr. Mklanga. Mr. Mklanga is in South Africa, so go ahead.
Maybe Mr. Mklanga, what's the lockdown like there in South Africa? How are you spending day to day?
Okay, let me bring him. Let me bring Mr. Mklanga. Go ahead, Mr. Mklanga.
Okay, we are still on level 3. I mean, on level 4, and the government is proposing to go to level 3, which is a bit relaxed than the level 4 and 5. But when we look at the numbers in terms of infections and deaths, the numbers are still growing. I think as of yesterday, on infections, it was about 15,000 something. Then on deaths, it was 262. But there is also a good number of recoveries, I suppose, about 7,000 something as well.
So looking at what is happening in South Africa, Mr. Mklanga, wena ngokubona kwakho ubona ngani abantu baphila ngani sokuthi abantu bahlupheka abanye sezwazi babuyele ekhaya kuhamba njani konoko
ukuhlupheka abantu abahlupheka gifts I'm not going to lie and say abantu abahlupheki but the thing is you know it affects people who have already been on the back foot before the lockdown yabona so and the people who do ama daily what can I say hustles yabona into ezinjengalezo fine I'll take my own situation mina I'm doing my own business so I'm not employed by anybody it's getting tough every day because where we usually stock or get our stock most of the places are closed and on the other hand you find that you can't sell you can't buy so we are just stagnant then for those people who were already on the back foot before the lockdown yeah it's quite tight and some people they are saying they can't get the money even to pay the rent whereas the landlords will tell you that the bank is getting the money from me maybe like the for the bond and so forth so I'm not going to listen to your story that you don't have money to pay the rent whereas there are some also with good heart who are saying to their tenants okay we understand your story maybe we can make an arrangement as to how you're going to pay because the law also allows in South Africa that if you can't pay maybe like situations like the one where we are you can actually make an arrangement between the tenant and the landlord they can make an arrangement to pay maybe with the outstanding within a certain period so let's say 3 months and so but still as long as people are not at work some people will continue to find themselves really going on the back foot so angeke ngakhulumele abanye engabaziyo but generally that's how it is like
okay hold on there Mr. Mhlanga marvelous you can continue there
aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa kune chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vari mu South Africa vachitaurawo kuti kwakamira sei panyaya yelockdown vari kutaura ivo kuti vazhinji pari zvino vari kutarisana nedambudziko renyaya yekubhadhara marenti nezvimwe zvakadaro sezvo vanhu vakawanda
varikuitaso I think we've got Mr. Henry Chimbiri right now.
Let's go for it.
Yes. Mr. Chimbiri, how are you? Yeah, can you come close to your phone? No, it seems as if you are a little bit far. Come close again.
I'm closer now.
Now we can hear you.
Yeah, that's better.
Yes, so tell us, we hear that there was some drama today at the hospital where you went to look for your daughter. What happened? What happened?
I was not informed. I just heard that my daughter is just being taken by an ambulance. And when I reached there, I found some police officers.
Mm-hmm.
What was the police officer doing there? So I think his phone is connecting and reconnecting and stuff like that. So meaning that his network is not too good, but we'll continue on trying to get him. So, so as you heard, yes, so what?
My daughter into an ambulance, and I was not told what. So there were three officers, one woman and two male detailed police officers who got inside. And then I pushed my wife inside. I had to follow it again. So I followed that, but I lost it when we reached the GC coronavirus checkpoint, the ZBC. But the ambulance didn't stop because it didn't take another lane and it's not stopped. I then had to follow it the other way around through Douglas Road along Coventry. And then I caught up with it. And then when I phoned my wife, she told me that she was at the Leopold Dakawir. The Kuna 50th Street, and Dr. Chimukwe, Oscar. Yeah. So we were all worried because we don't know, we don't trust the police anymore, and I don't trust them. They are a dishonest organization. So I don't trust anyone who's called a police officer right now, and I don't like them.
Hmm, marvelous. So he says he doesn't trust the police anymore. And
yes,
he was worried about his daughter,
What should it not be
after, until there's a new government, this government, police officer, I don't trust anybody. They are all dishonest. They lie. They lie. They want to kill my daughter.
Okay, hold on there, Mr. Chimbiri.
Vachimbiri, mungati tsananguro kuti zvafamba sei pama ngamwaenda kunoona mwana wenyu nasi.
So you can say that in Shona, what you say? Marvelous is asking that question.
Ndasvika ndikafonerwa ndaitwa zvikuru nhare nemudzimai achiti mwana ndanzwonzi iromba kudova ndokutoti asazongosvika chingonzi mwana abuditswa. Saka pavazomhanya kunze vakasvika vaona musikari ambulance mwana akuendeswa kwakwavanga vasingatoziva. Ndokana fonerwa iyi ndikamhanya kuuya akafonera malaya ndakamuziva here kuti mwana abuditswa. So anouya anoti awaya hatisi kutoziva kuti chii chikuitika. Let me find out from my doctors. So pavazozanditaurira kuti vanzi ari kutorwa kuenda kusikani ini ndatiira ikoko neambulance yachindiiona kuti iri kusvika kupi patitazorasana panzira. PaZBC kubva kupacktown kuchipatara kwaari vachienda ikoko kwanga achinzi ari kuenda ikoko. Saka yanga iri nyaya yesikani asi isusu because we are atinzwana nemapurisa uye atitrust mapurisa kana kuti hatina chivimbo nemapurisa vanhu vanonyepa. Kana vakakwanisa kutora mwana wangu kubva
Okay. Yeah, hold on, Baba. Just yes, go ahead now. Go ahead.
Saka zvavanga tora mwana wangu mapurisa achida naye zvakare ndaenda kutochwa kuti right izvo zviva kuti nomuuraya. Nekuti havana kuvataura nekuti pakaita agreement yekuti tinofana kuti kana vakuda kuita anything vanoudza vabereki vemwana votaura nemalawyers doctor votaura navo. Saka mapurisa hakwanisi kuita chimwe chino vasina kutaurira muperenzi uye mabayazi acho. Saka isusu maperenzi amai nemwana sisa asina kutombozova kuti chii chikuiti ende CCA the target kwavari havatomuda kumuona. Ndizvo zvinoreza kuti isusu tiri kutya hatina chivimbo navo vanogona kutiurayira mwana zvakare. Ndiye mwana wangu chete musikana wandinaye and I love mwana iyeye and I'm a parent I don't want kuti mwana iye akanganiswa navo. Kana aine mhosva ka vanogona kusunga inini mwana wayo amborapawo. Kundisa muchitokisi nini vachigara vachirapa mwanawo kusvika apora vozotaura naye. Zvino vari kukanganisa mwana uyu nokuti vana vari kuti vakangoona mapurisa chete kana kuti hwana wakabviswa panzvimbo paari vamwe vese vanenge vatova sechete vakuchefu. Izvo mumwe wacho achagona kutaura joi naasi kutaura avhundukwa kuseni pavashaya sisiriya vache up to now shikandiiti haasi kudya nokuti vana vari traumatized kureva kuti vavhiringidzwa pfungwa. Vari kurimemba zvese zvavakaitwa vachirohwa vakangoona mapurisa chete vobva varimemba. Saka zvikuvachiisa vari kufunga kana kuvhura dho vanotofunga vana ivava kureva kuti vana vacharamba vachirwara nekuti mapurisa ari kutoda kuti vana havasi chavari kuuyira chiko vana vari kurambwa kuchipatara. Hapana amboramba kuti vane mhosva kana kuti haana mhosva asi chinodiwa ndechekuti mapurisa basa ravo ndirokuendesa vana kumadhiredzi mhosva. Ivo ndo vakutotongwa vari kutoti vana havane mhosva kudaro. Saka mhosva yacho yakatotongwa kare kare navo ivo ndo vamadhiredzi mhosva. Vosidai pasina izvozvo malawyers ndo magarantors vanofanira kuziva kuti kana vana vamuziva kurapwa vakazoshayikwa vanobvunza malawyers. Asi ivo havasi kuita izvo vari kuramba pachipatara pese pakatozara mapurisa kutaura kwandiita muno. Ine nguva dzinedzi dzatingatinini 627 pakazara mapurisa usiku uno. Varipo makoridhomese mumasajeni machii vamwe macid vamwe plain clothes hatitoziva kuti kana kufamba kwedu kuita sei. Ana nezuro usiku kufamba pangu pakauya vanhu vatatu vanenge vashanu handina kuziva vainoka gedhi handangobudapo varume vatatu. Saka vanogona kungoda kundikuwadza kuti ini zvino inini handina basa ngavandiuraya singavasiye mwana wangu panoda kundiuraya toro chavada kundiuraya asi ichi will never change nekuti kunyange wakauraya inini hazviunze upfumu dzimba dzevanhu hazviunze employment. Saka ngavasiyane nemwana wangu vakaita mesapo indiudaidai vanga vari vamwe vanhu vaifanira kuti kuti tiri kukumbira uregerero nezvatakaita takaita miseki yekuti vana ava takazovashaya tainzwa South Africa vanodaro vanhu zvina havakuda kana
Okay, hold on there. Hold on. We're coming back to you, Marvelous. Yeah, okay, so let me bring in Marvelous. So, Marvelous, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Okay,
maybe if he can, I don't know if he's able to hear me.
No, you can talk, then I'll cue you in.
Okay. Vachimbiri, panga paina va energy mutodi panapa ve vatore
vanopf. Hold on, say.
Vanga vari kutaura ivo vachiti zvakaitika izvi aiwa havasi kunyatsowirirana nazvo vane maonero avo akasiyana imi munoti chii.
So Mr. Chimbiri, it seems as if the Deputy Information Minister Energy Mdoti said these women are faking abductions. So in a way he's saying it's fake what they're doing. They are merely behaving like comedians. What's your reaction to that?
He is a pathological liar. He is a liar and he's insane. He's insane. He must just go and play Roomba. Yes, he can be a minister because anyone can be a minister. But I think he is insane. His insanity is growing up to become a COVID-20. That's the coronavirus, I think. He can't talk about that. He must come and see. He's senseless. He does not know what he's talking about. In fact, you can't have a country where you have got a minister of that type of nature who does not know even organizational behavior. He does not know sociology. He has a fake PhD. He's fake. I don't even want to hear about this kind of thing, Ruba guy. He can't talk like that when I'm at the hospital right now, and I'm seeing my daughter in pain, and three daughters in pain,
mm-hmm.
and he talks that nonsense. What kind of drama is that? So this country is cursed. You can't have a country where you've got such a type of minister who has no public relations at all. It shows the background. It shows the head of the fish, how it is. He's just insane.
No, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Can you hold on there? I think Marvelous, you could hear him very clearly.
Yes, Ndakandiri kuvanzwa. Maybe you can ask him to say it in Shona kuti vanoona sei zvakataurwa navamutori in Shona.
So, briefly in Shona, what can you say about what was said by Mr. Energy Mutodi, Mr. Chimbiri? Very briefly, but no insults.
Okay. Energy Mutodi, ngazi zvokutamba rumba, atambe kanindo. Pfungwa dzake dzakatoipa, pfungwa dzake dzakatofa, musoro make muna Satan. Kana muzukuru wangu chaimudika ane 3 years aite behavior kana kuti munhu wakadaro. Anganyepe kuti vana vana chavakaita vakasveka idzama. Dzama vana vakakuwara zvakadai. Vari nditori panapa mumwe asi kudya mumwe asi taura, mumwe atorwa ambulance. Saka iwo vanotaura kuti ambulance yatombotora vana china navo kureva kuti mwana haana kukuwara. Idzama rese iroro. Mapurisa ese ari panapa chavagarira panapa idrama asi minista achitaura zvakadaro uyo munhu uyo ngaasiyi zvaari kuita zvehuminista izvi vakuru vacho kana vari vanhu vari kuda kuita hupumende ngavayabvise munhu iyeyoyo aende kunogara kupotosoro kwake kugoromozo kana kuti avhure ministry music kana kuti arts festival aipota chama arts festival yematheaters yatau anorwara ngavamurapise mukomana wayo ngavamuendese kunomurapisa kuharare hospital kuri kutana kuingocheno ari kurwara murume wayo.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Can you hold on there? I think you could hear what you are saying. And then I think we're joined by our third guest, and that is Mr. Tswangirai Mkwashi. He is a newsman. He has been practicing in Zimbabwe for a long time now. So I think many people have seen so many of these good photographs that we see on Earth.
Yes.
Taking them. He's a gentleman that we all know. And let's bring him on and hear what Tswangirai Mkwashi is saying about what is happening in Zimbabwe. Mr. Mkwashi, welcome to the program.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. So tell us, what is going on in Zimbabwe? A lot of things have been happening in terms of abductions, in terms of COVID-19. Just briefly, 1 minute. What's your take on what is happening in Zimbabwe right now?
I think I'm just here to talk about COVID-19 and the initiatives that we have been doing as a group of journalists. We have been trying to support the frontline staff, which includes nurses doctors. Various people who are dealing with the pandemic, but also we've extended our support to those vulnerable within our society. And this has been going on for some time. We've been getting various support from different, companies, who have been supporting us. And, we appreciate that support we're getting. As you know, that this pandemic is not selective. It's affecting... It affects everybody in our country, and I just felt that it's our duty as this group of journalists who got together to try and get as much support as possible to support the frontline staff.
So you're covering this COVID-19. Do you have any protective clothing yourselves?
Yes, yes, I have protective gear. I mean, when we're classified as an essential service. So I mean, we have to be exemplary in our, jobs. I have protective clothing, and I make sure each time I go out, I have all the necessary gear to protect myself and also to protect those that I'm. I'll be dealing with as I execute my duties.
Okay, hold on there. I'll bring on Marvelous, and then if you can pose a question, then we'll bring him back. Marvelous, our guest is there, so pose a question to him.
I want to fara kumbo wona wa mkwaji togara kuona mapicture vano tora. Vamkwaji mungati itananguro kutinde zipi nzvimbo dzamanga muri kuenda. Tukona muri kuenda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Ndakaona muri ku FOS nekumwewo. Tiudzewo kuti muri kutambirwa sei sevatori wenhau muchienda kunopawo chikafu nezvimwe zvikwanisiro zvakadai semamask nezvimwewo.
Hongu tanga tiri ku FOS svondo rapfuura tiri kutambirwa zvakanaka chose pane chikafu chatiri kupa. Vanhu vari kunyanya kutambura nguva ino yeCOVID pandemic. Tine madzimai uye varume vasingakwanisi kuenda kumabasa nenyaya yekuti industry yakavhara. Saka tiri kutambikwa zvakanaka uye vanhu vane zvichemo zvakawanda, and tiri kungokurudzira vanhu vari kutisapota kuti varamba vachitisapota kuti tikwanise kupa chikafu, tikwanise kupa chikafu kune macommunities atiri kuenda, kunyanya kuEpworth, kwatanga tiri kuKwadzana, kuChitungwiza, kuMarondera, kuHedza, kwese takasvika tichipa vanhu chikafu nebasa ratinenge tichiita.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Mkwashi, and hold on there. Let me try to bring in Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga. He has been here for a while now. So, Mr. Mhlanga, nxa sikhangela ke kuna hapa South Africa siyabona ukuthi kulodubo sibili olukhulu lendlala abantu banganani esizwa kuthiwa ke bayalamba abanye sebebuyela ekhaya kambe bayenze kuhle ukuthi babuyele ekhaya kumbe kuhamba njani
Gibbs abantu bafuna ukubuyela ekhaya yes bakhona abanye bathi bafuna ukwenza njalo but iningi labantu bathi abangeke babuyele ekhaya ngoba I don't think ngale kuzoba incedane ngokubuyela ekhaya kangako fine ngale njengokuthi kuyabe kusekhaya lo muntu uzokube ele ndawo lapho angathi hayi ngizocashalana ngizokubhadala irent mhlambe ngizothola ukudla and so forth but abantu abaningi lana hayi abakho prepared ukubuyela ekhaya as such nje ukuthi sometimes abantu abanye into leso umuntu oyiwana angakhuluma into sokungantwa 1,000 people basho kanjalo not it's not true bakhona abanye abathi bafuna ukubuyela for their own reasons but abaningi abafuna ukubuyela
yeah, so, bemfuna
ukuthi ngibuze mina ukuthi kanti okwenza ukuthi kubanjwe laba abantu abayi-3 on that's why ngithe mina kanti what happened to these other people abebe demonstrate analaba abantu la engababambanga because under the regulations zomthetho these people were all breaking let's say the what is this the rules as corn as the lockdown angithi then again I would like to believe what they didn't have authority made it from the police or whoever is responsible to say ukuthi bangathi go ahead nge demonstration ya. Why were the police only targeting or whoever arrested these people? Why did they only target abantu abayi 3? And why now gathering all this interest ama police asiyagcwala esibhedlela and so forth? Is it that ukuthi laba abantu abenze lokhu vele abazakali or they're just trying to ukuvala abantu amehlo? And this guy othi yena people are trying to create a situation whereby international world will come in maybe militarily and so forth. Kuyabheda nje to think i-America wena ingaba ne-ammunition to waste on a country like Zimbabwe right now. When there is even more to look after, like in this case, COVID, and our tensions as a South Chinese Sea ngale. We are better, nje. Ucabanga ukuthi kunabantu abasane isikhathi ukuthi bangalweli Zimbabwe, what for what?
Okay, Mr. Mhlanga, so hold on there. So, Marvelous, what Mr. Mhlanga is saying is that, you know, he's wondering why, you know, these three ladies were actually arrested. You know, among all the people that were actually protesting. I still remember the father of one of the girls, and that is Mr. Henry Chimbiri, once said that they were actually under surveillance. So he said they were actually targeted, and maybe that's why they were arrested and taken to where they were taken and tortured and all those kind of things. So we're trying to bring in Marvelous, Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, and he hasn't responded, but I'm sure he's going to respond. And Mr. Energy Mtoti as well. I think the two gentlemen have been trying to contact them. And maybe in the next 5 minutes, I'll get them. So go ahead and pose a question maybe to Mr. Chimbiri or Mr. Mkwaji.
I think I will go back to Mr. Chimbiri and just say, Banga tipo ere update yekuti Parisino mwana wavo iwo. Cecilia Chimbiri, Arkuns Wafi, we are Geneva Mavira.
Okay, so Mr. Chimbiri, the question is how is your daughter feeling together with the two others right now?
The three daughters are not feeling okay. The conditions deteriorated since around 10 when the police were forcing to have their interviews so that they investigate. The case which they know that they are the ones, they must be arrested themselves. They are actually restless, and they actually the other girl was vomiting right now. as I was just in the room before you called me. And the other one can't even recognize. Joanne cannot recognize me. Neither can she recognize the vice president who would come to see our vice president, Lindy Corey Karenyi. She was here. She could not recognize her. And it shows there's a serious psychological, medical problem which was caused by people who we call the police, who must arrest themselves, because there's no any other way a police officer can be deployed at a police at a roadblock, and the head office doesn't know where they are. Right now, all the police officers who are here are known by name and by number who is at this hospital. So it is a simple routine to just go to the station where the roadblock was and ask who took them. They know who took them, because it was them who were actually a Hollywood play surveillance. And so they went to the station. So what I am telling you is that the police knows very well that they are the ones who did this. I have no any other alternative of saying this, but the idea is that it means that Aina is the one that has actually devoured the elderly woman. If you fail to get an elderly woman in the morning when you wake up, and then you find the Aina's tomb or waste matter with the hair of the old lady, it means that the hyena is devoured, was eaten up in the old man. So the police are the ones who took my daughter. And they are the ones who took to the police station. And they are the ones who then grievously bodily harmed my daughter. So I don't have any excuse from them. They can try to run up and down the earth. They are being given pressure by their top leadership to change the story. Or to force them into believing. You can't force a snake to become a worm. So they know what happened. They are very much aware. And even Paul Tembanyati said, we have the three girls, we have arrested them and detained them because they were actually doing a demonstration. So why don't you then hand them to the courts? So the police can't be the courts. In other words, the police... it's no longer the police, because the Constitution says the police facilitates any criminal offense to be heard in a court of law. And I expect the police, since they also have a department of legal, they should have advised each other to say if a person is arrested, he must be taken or she must be taken to a court of law. So these police officers, they are telling me nonsense. It's all utter rubbish.
There you are, Marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Want to put that in, Shona?
Yeah, maybe just briefly, if you can explain to us how the ladies are holding up, just on the ladies.
And the Mumuasha, Saka ndinomzidza kuti hanyi vakataura kuti tichiita sungwa nemapurisa ndipasa ndarare central police station. Saka ndakaramba zoenda ikoko ndikaona vana vasawanika vakuramba ramba. Nekurama ndichibvunza vakatenda kuti ndava kutopara mhosva ndobva vati ndikanda mugumu. Iye 150 iripo pa central police station ipapo. Ndenga mupresi 4. So ndiwe takukusunga nekuti uri kukonzesa problem kuda kuti manikidza kuti tichibvume kuti mwana ari pana. Saka mapurisa vanoziva kwakaenda mwana wangu. chemberi kashaibwa kune tsumwe chivanhu inoti chemberi yashaibwa asi berera vanogwa rakanyaimbi kuroa kuti chemberi ibere saka isu takashaya mwana atorwa nemapurisa paroad block saka ndivo vanoziva kwavakanga vaisa mwana ndivo vakakwadza mwana wangu ende handisuduruke ende handitsukunyi kubva ipapo kana vachida kundiuraya ngavauraya asi nyika dzose ngadzizive kuti mapurisa enyika ino haapa chisina havachateedza mutemo hakuchisina yatingati mutemo wepabhukubanzi rule of law hapa chisina mutemo inini handichavimba nemupurisa anyone anonzi mupurisa handichavimba naye nokuti vanogona kuti kana vaya vachindisunga vanogona kundiuraya izvozvo vanogona kuya kundisunga sezvavakaita nezuro pamba pamba kwaya vanhu vatatu vakamira pageti kumaaraund 11 tasvika pamba ichangoningirika ichangopinda tangogaragara ichangozima maraisi takaona pachinokwa pachibaripo bata geti saka kurioti vanogona kuuya futi kuda kutishungurudza asi ngavauyi vakagadzira nekuti inini ndichaita chivanga chinoita kuti vazive kuti vambouya pamba pedu nokuti vanozoramba kuti havana kuuya.
Thank you very much and stay on the line. Let's try to bring in Mr. Joseph Chuma. I guess he's going to pick our line right now. We are trying to call him, and he had promised that he's going to actually respond on time, and we chat to him. So hopefully we are going to get him right now. And he was attending the funeral service of the late, or maybe memorial service of the late Absalom Sikosana in Bulawayo, and I guess he has actually finished doing that. So, but unfortunately, he's not responding to our call, so maybe he's going to call back. So let's keep our fingers crossed that Mr. Joseph Chuma will actually join us. So now we'll also try Mr. Enoch Mdoti so that maybe he can join us too. So I'm trying by all means to get him here, but there are no responses at the moment. So hopefully I'm going to get the two gentlemen. So now, Marvelous, we are remaining with exactly 8 minutes, 7 minutes. So maybe let's field my last question to Mr. Mhlanga before we end our show. So briefly, Mr. Mhlanga, I think you have heard some of the issues, you know, concerning a man and his daughter. You know the relationship between a man and his daughter and a man and his son. So I think you can understand very clearly that Mr. Chimbiri is very angry, right?
Yeah, it's so painful, Gibbs.
Yes.
It's not only the father and the daughter, but as long as you are a parent and your child is found in those circumstances, it's so painful. Lami, I wouldn't really take it lightly. But if only these guys who perpetrated the violence in Jengaleo can really be known, then people take action about against them, then it will be better than what the police will hide them. Then there will be a lot of stories with pretenses as if nothing happened, yet it's so obvious. This thing, like I was saying, this guy who says, I love a band to buy a tongue, I'm a comedian. You know, when it's like that, it actually fuels even the anger more than how people might be angry. So some of these statements are really not necessary under these circumstances. But
yes,
it's bad. It's bad. Nobody would love to see his or her child maybe going through that kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, Mina, as a former police officer, keeps, I think I would rather maintain or preserve my professionalism because you will always be counted in those bad people who are doing that. And, you know, how do you appear in the in society or, let's say, in the community with that kind of a name? People like Uzuzwele, low babalo is anger.
Very.
He's not even mincing his words. He's saying it loud and clear. Right now, he doesn't trust the police and he hates them. So, you know, when you are now hated in the community, which you're supposed to police and so forth, yeah, it's It's really, really bad. Very, very bad. I think the police must be professional and stop being partisan. Tina, such as this police, and we told you must be apolitical and serve the nation, not the party or whoever is ruling. But it seems it's no longer the case now, and it's so painful. And really, Zimbabwe seems not to be progressing in the right direction as people would envisage.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mhlanga. Just hold on there. Let me bring Marvelous as we conclude our show today. Marvelous, go ahead.
I think I wanted one last question to go to Mr. Mukwaji.
Unfortunately, Mr. Mukwaji's phone just cut off.
Oh, okay. Maybe to Mr. Chimbiri, if he's still here.
Yes, he's here.
Kuti vachimbiri motitsananguro kuti saka munoona remangwana remwana wenyu rakamira sei parizvino.
So Mr. Chimbiri, the question is tell us about the future of your child, you know, just briefly. Go ahead, sir.
The future of my child is now blocked. It has been hindered by this kind of disablement where psychological torture is constantly being applied on my daughter. Anything to do with her future is being shattered by the police. If it were not the police, my daughter has got a future. And they know very well, this is why they put them on surveillance. They checked them. If she had actually a problem, they should have arrested them at the demonstration. Why would you follow them and then arrest them at the roadblock if you think there is a problem? So my future, for all the future of my daughter, is in disaster. And I call upon the international community, everyone else, to understand that my daughter needs a life. She needs a future. And so is there another who can actually help me so that she comes into terms to her friends? I'm welcoming them. And I'm happy to say he has given me this platform to air my views and what is inside me.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We wish to take this opportunity to, or this time to thank Mr. Henry Chimbiri, the father of Cecilia Chimbiri, who was allegedly abducted. Thank you so much. Abducted by state security agents. Yes, thank you. Bye-bye. So we also wish to say thank you to Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, who is a former police officer, but here he's representing himself. He's based in South Africa. He has got a business down there. And we also wish to say thank you to Mr. Tshwangirai Mukwaji. He is an international photographer, a photojournalist based in Zimbabwe. Signing off his gifts away in Washington, D.C., saying goodbye, but I'm in Maryland. So this thing actually missed me. So I'm in Maryland. Goodbye, Zimbabwe. Marvelous.
Thank you very much. Tshwangirai Mukwaji, vanga vakamirira Zimbabwe frontliners, boka remajournalist rautatatiwe nawo vari kubatsira, vari kutarisana nechirwere cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya, huye ndiri kutsetsenyura ndiri kumba muWashington DC. Tosangana mangwana pa Let's Talk ngatikurukurei.